touched a friend of mine. I thought I would lose my mind.
So if you've been engaged with the Athens music scene, you certainly recognize that voice. But Vic Chestnut was more than just a local talent. His unique sound and thoughtful lyrics attracted the attention of acclaimed musicians worldwide, including Danger Mouse, Cowboy Junkies, and of course local legends R.E.M. and Widespread Panic. So it seemed hard to believe no one had ever thought to name a songwriter award in his honor, until now.
Actually, the first time I think I ever heard of Vic Chestnut was actually on an NPR Mountain Stage segment. So he really had a lot of talent and was really well recognized and helped bring Athens music out to the world, really. So when it seemed like we were looking for a name to affiliate with a songwriter award, that was definitely the go-to name, and we're very thankful to Tina and to Vic's family that they've allowed us to use Vic Chestnut's name for the activity, for the event, and the award.
That's Paul Matthews of UGA's Office of Service Learning and member of the Classic City Rotary Club. He and his organization were looking for an event that would work in concert with the Rotarian mission, which is to, quote, encourage and foster the ideal of service as a basis of worthy enterprise. According to Paul, creating an award in the name of such a respected songwriter and hosting a live music event to honor the finalists seemed like the perfect fit.
So the Classic City Rotary Club is one of two Rotary Clubs here in Athens, and we are very interested in trying to figure out how we can better support the creative community here in Athens, songwriting, the arts. And while there's a lot of events going on that recognize some of the great music, the Flagpole Music Awards, for instance, in discussion with folks at Flagpole, with folks at the Music Business Program, and with people in the arts community, we discovered that there really wasn't anything that specifically focused on songwriting. And so our club talked about it and decided that that was an area that we wanted to move forward in.
Paul went on to describe what moving forward really entailed.
We're fortunate that we had a great advisory board that was working behind the scenes. We worked on it intensively for about a six-month period. And just a little bit about the kind of the process. We did get some great advice from David Barbie with UGA's Music Business Program to make sure that this was feasible and to kind of pick his brains about what we could and couldn't feasibly pull off in year one. And we ended up having an advisory committee that included folks from the music business community, such as Valina Vago, who's the booker for the 40 Watt. We ended up with Gabe Vodica from Flagpole, Bob Sleppy from Nucci Space, several of our Rotarians. We had a music business intern from the Terry program as well who helped.
And so a panel of judges was selected, including yours truly, to comb through that impressive and often overwhelming catalog of entries. And somehow, we came up with five finalists and eventually a winner and a runner-up.
Dear Adam, dear Eve, if you could hear my parents in the kitchen last night, if you could hear the sound of those broken souls fight, if you could lay awake one night to the sound of my family tearing and crashing to the ground, I bet you wouldn't feel so proud.
That's overall winner Andrew Wong with his song Dear Adam, Dear Eve. Andrew joined Paul and I in studio for some perspective on what this award meant to him.
It's a high honor. And as an artist and someone who, like you said, like a lot of people there, all the finalists were just starting out and kind of looking forward to our careers in music and seeing how that's going to unfold. And to be a part of something like this, you just go, okay, maybe I can do this. So winning the award has just been put like fire under my seat, you know, so just have more passion, more excitement now than I did before.
There's certainly not anything extraordinary about taking in a night of live music here in Athens, but that night at the Foundry, a unique collision took place. Established artists came together with relatively unknown songwriters and performed for a diverse audience of friends, family, and even some who otherwise would have probably never heard from any of them. And in doing so, Paul and his group of organizers discovered something beyond just a worthy enterprise to support the creative community. They discovered the heartbeat of Athens, Georgia. For WUGA, I'm Chris Shoup.